but it's no more common or rare than anybody else non-religious accessing it, if you ask me. The spiritual dimension is absolutely individual, absolutely personal. You can be religious and have no real spiritual experience. You can adopt a point of view that the religion promotes and say, I believe this, but then it's operating as a belief only. No matter how passionately you believe it, it's still just a belief. And a belief is not verified in you. It's not personal. Anybody can pick it up and say, this is my belief. The thing that differentiates the use of the word spiritual, as far as how I see it and what my experience has been, is that it can't be accessed collectively. It is only possible to enter into it as an individual. It has to be, and this is half of what I was saying most of this evening, it has to be your personal, actual, real experience. And if it isn't, then it's probably some kind of idea. So the religious and the spiritual don't have to be at odds, but they often are. And that's, as far as my view of things, the main reason they're at odds is because one is a group phenomenon and the other is a personal individual phenomenon. And the truth requires you personally. Just like any real science, be it outer or inner, requires the scientist, the individual. It's not a collective effort, no matter how much it looks like it. It's the individual who makes the breakthrough, not the group. And spiritually, you can't go anywhere real spiritually with anybody else. Only you can go. Only the individual is allowed entrance. So the requirement becomes very, very fearsome, let's say. Because you can't rely on anybody else. You can't take someone's word for it because it doesn't give you the real experience. It doesn't give you the actuality. It doesn't prove anything to you. Unless it's been proven to you, what difference does it make? And in relation to science, that's why it's the same. One's the inner science, one's the outer science. The inner science will prove it just as for real as the outer science. If you actually go there. But you actually have to go. It requires your actual entrance. It's not passive. And this is really the whole problem, is this is often not understood. People think they can get it in their easy chair. They think they can get it by reading books, by thinking about it enough, by coming in contact with the right people, whatever, and completely lose sight of that it's an individual process, that you actually have to go. You actually have to get up and go somewhere. You actually have to do something different than what you've always done, or else nothing get seen. Nothing changes for real. Your actual perception will have to change. Your actual understanding will have to transform. But it's not something that will fall from the sky into your lap by being sincere, by waiting for it, or by praying for it, or anything else. You have to go and get it.
But once the spiritual takes over, you go out and get it. It seems to me that the difficulty has to do with who then can you hang out with? And not that religion has the answer, but are you, would it be that you have to be in a spiritual community of like-minded approach, or can you fit the so to speak, square peg into the circle or whatever?
You know, well, that question is the whole answer to why I've been